Democrats at War with Century-Old Firearm Technology. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 23, 2018. The Democrat Party is in open warfare against semi-automatic firearms, even though the technology behind such weapons dates back to at least 1903. In other words, while Democrats present semi-automatic firearms as some sort of new development that gives heretofore unimagined levels of firepower to civilians, the reality is that Colt began selling semi-automatic firearms in 1903. Named the 1903, the pistol was a semi-automatic chambered in .32 caliber. The Colt 1908 was as a variation of the 1903, but was chambered in the larger .380 caliber. One of Colt's all-time bestsellers, a semi-automatic handgun called the 1911, was adopted in 1911 and entered production in 1912. The 1911 remains a go-to pistol for open carry, concealed carry, competition, and .45 caliber enthusiasts in general. The ultra-reliability of the design has led to 1911s chambered in other rounds, such as 9mm and 10mm. And it should be noted that a 1911 handgun typically holds 7 to 8 rounds, regardless of caliber. Despite the century-old status of semi-automatic technology, 115-year-old technology to be exact, the Democrats war against semi-automatics as if they are military-grade weapons introduced into the civilian market recently. They chiefly try to do this with R-15s, which Barack Obama repeatedly referred to weapons of war during his tenure in the White House. The AP quoted him describing R-15s as weapons of war following the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Obama's fight against the commonly owned semi-automatic rifle was completely devoid of any admission that the AR-15 itself was designed in the 1950s and went into production shortly thereafter. Neither the gun nor the technology behind it are in any way new to the American firearm retail market. Yet the majority of Democrat office holders referred to commonly owned semi-automatic rifles as assault weapons, and the push to ban them is incessant. Following the February 14, 2018, Parkland High School shooting rank-and-file Democrats dropped all show of pretense and simply called for a ban on semi-automatic weapons, period. On March 2, 2018, The Washington Examiner published a YouGov poll that showed 73% of all Democrats wanted to ban semi-automatic weapons. In other words, whether the semi-automatic was a rifle or a pistol, it needed to be taken and destroyed. Again, semi-automatic firearms in America date back to at least 1903. Why are the Democrats in an all-out war against them now?